Let me run this by my lawyer is a really helpful phrase to have in your back pocket. Legal Shield has been giving legal peace of mind for over 50 years. They connect you to a vetted law firm in your state for an affordable monthly fee. Want an experienced set of eyes on a contract's fine print, or you finally want to get that will done? Legal Shield has a dedicated group of lawyers who have your back, no matter what the future brings. Sign up today at LegalShield.com/iHeart. PPLSI does not provide legal representation or advice. See a plan for complete terms.
Hey everyone, it's Ted from Consumer Cellular, the guy in the orange sweater, and this is your wake-up call. If you're paying too much for wireless service, you don't have to keep having that nightmare. Consumer Cellular has the same fast, reliable coverage as the leading carriers for less. And for a limited time, new customers receive their second month free when they sign up and use promo code MONTHFREE by May 31st. So why keep spending more than you have to? Seriously, wake up and call 1-888-FREEDOM or visit ConsumerCellular.com.
Taxes, fees, and other third-party charges will apply. See website for additional details.
You never want to find yourself out on the water fishing without the essentials. So it's best to always pack a Columbia PFG Solar Stream Elite hoodie to protect against the sun. I mean, it provides great protection and it's really breathable so you don't get hot. That's a win-win. Columbia PFG has a lot of great gear. So before you head out on the water, head over to Columbia.com/PFG to shop their performance fishing gear.
When you have health insurance, it's easy to forget about your out-of-pocket costs. That can be a lot of money. But are your bills accurate? It's estimated over 50% of medical bills contain errors. HealthLock can help. HealthLock technology securely connects with your insurance and flags any overbilling, wrong codes, and fraud. You can even have HealthLock work on your behalf to get money back from select past bills. To date, HealthLock has helped its members save over $130 million. To save, visit HealthLock.com today.
Well, since he took office 2 years ago, almost exactly, we cannot tell you how many stories we've had to do about the Los Angeles County District Attorney, George Gascón. Of course, recall attempts have been made so far to no avail, although the story this week is that recall backers are still digging through signatures to see what they can find out when the LA County Registrar of Voters denied them a recall effort despite a huge amount of signatures turned in to put this on the ballot. The latest chapter comes to us from Fox News reporter Bill Malusian concerning directives involving a specific class of criminals that come before the LA County District Attorney's office.
Now the prosecutors, wait for this, are going to have to weigh the effects of their charges regarding the immigration status of suspects. And if the charges might lead to the suspects getting deported by the federal government, perhaps they should be sent to diversion programs instead.
So they don't end up in the criminal system so that the feds might be aware of them or something like that?
Let's get Eric Siddall on, the vice president of the Association for Deputy District Attorneys of Los Angeles. And maybe he can explain this. Eric, how are you?
Well, this is the second year anniversary of George Gascón's reign, so not too great. But thank you guys for having me.
Well, he celebrated with a bombshell today. So what happens if an illegal alien is arrested and they're going to avoid giving him criminal enhancements on some felony charge? What is Gascón now proposing? If you could explain it so the average person can understand.
Well, I think the best way of thinking about it is that this is like a woke arms race. You know, he's just trying to outdo every single person, every woke person in America. He's trying to out-progress every progressive policy that we've ever had. And, you know, as Angelinos probably know, since like the late 1970s, L.A. has had some pretty progressive policies to protect immigrants, and we did that really for public safety reasons, right? We wanted witnesses to come forward. We wanted witnesses to cooperate with law enforcement. We wanted witnesses to cooperate with the district attorney's office. And so we had all these policies and laws to try to encourage that. Well, George Gascón has decided that those laws are not enough. Now he wants to protect the criminals. So what you've done is he's created a two-tier system of justice. Right? If you are a criminal defendant and you've committed an offense, for example, let's say you were using a gun, you should get better treatment than someone who is here legally who used a gun. Because if you use a gun, crime becomes a violent crime, and he doesn't want you deported because of that. So, like I said, this is like a woke arms race. You know, how much further can you go? And every single time it goes further, it just gets more and more ridiculous.
So if he charges the illegal immigrant for committing a crime and using a gun, that increases the likelihood that the illegal immigrant gets deported by the federal government. So if he refuses, if he gives him a break and doesn't charge the enhancement, then maybe this guy doesn't get deported.
Right, because a gun use can change certain types of felonies that are not violent or serious felonies and make them violent, right? Because I think we all can, you know, see the logic of that, right? You use a gun, you're committing a violent offense. And so what he's going to do is he's going to give them a break by saying, we're not going to charge that enhancement so that you don't get deported.
Now, this is a break that an American citizen committing the same crime might not get.
Yeah, like I said, this is a two-tier system of justice. You know, I think a basic American value that everyone has, whether, you know, you come here as an immigrant or whether you're born here or whether you're naturalized here, I think we all kind of have this idea of an even level playing field, right? We want everyone to be treated the same under the law. And this policy basically says that's not what we're going to do. We're going to give preferences to people who are here illegally. We're going to give them a break, even if they are committing a violent crime.
Well, isn't this an incentive to commit a worse crime? Because now you know you're not going to get the gun enhancement charge.
Look, I think it's an incentive, but it's just violates our basic values, right? Like, our value system doesn't say that we treat people differently because of their immigration status.
Is that legal?
Yeah, I was going to say, can't this be challenged? This sounds like it's unequal treatment before the law here.
Well, I would imagine that certain defendants are going to be contesting this and saying, well, if you're going to treat, you know, person without papers differently, or then you should treat me the same way, right? I mean, it's equal protection. It's a basic principle of American jurisprudence.
Well, you know Gasco, and then he won't prosecute anybody.
I mean, look, this is one of those things where, you know, it's driven by ideology, and we've said this time and time again, right? His ideology drives policy. It's not what's good. It's not what's practical. It's not what works. It's what is ideologically consistent with him and his supporters.
But this is cult-like beliefs. This has no relation to reality and what the public needs. The public needs a felon who's used a gun to be put away in prison. They don't need this complicated woke ideology here, because that means he runs free and doesn't get deported.
And it also means he's not being treated according to how he should be actually, or he's not being held accountable for his actions, right? I mean, that is what we have to do. We always should be treating people equally under the law. That is what we stand for as a society. And we should never say, because of your status, you're going to get better treatment under the law.
How is it you show up on the radar of the federal government for possible deportation? Is it felonies or certain felonies? Or how is it that they would be aware and possibly make a move to deport you after you've served your sentence?
So in California, only certain types of very violent felonies can be reported. And that was a law that was drafted, I think it was like 5 years ago. So it has to be a serious violent felony, like rape, mayhem, murder, those types of felonies. Then we're allowed to report those to the federal government.
And I guess what Gascon's people would like to do is make sure they don't charge those type of felonies so these people don't end up on the federal government radar. It seems like that's... And even this talk in here about they want to find alternative means of prosecuting them, it's very...
Well, these phony diversion programs.
Yeah.
Yeah, it's basically that if you call up early and get your lawyer to lobby for you, you can be diverted, or you can even have the case not charged appropriately. So again, we're treating similarly situated people differently, and that's not what we're about.
By the way, what are they diverted into? This phrase is always used. It's so vague. Nobody ever explains what happens.
Alternatives to prison, right?
Yeah, well, what is it exactly?
I don't think anyone really knows. I think they use these buzzwords, and then there's no follow through.
So it's just a phrase. There's no place the criminal has to go to.
No, they go to a program where they work with you to rehabilitate you.
Yeah, program. Again, like more vague words.
A program where they sit in a circle and they learn that, you know, they're taught that guns are bad and you shouldn't use them and you shouldn't commit drive-by shootings.
How is morale these days within the deputy ranks?
You know, I think I think our deputies are pretty motivated to continue doing the work on behalf of the people. You know, despite these ridiculous policies, despite the administration, our DAs are showing up every day to court to do the people's work. But it's, you know, it's frustrating when your management is actively working against you and actively working against public safety issues. It's frustrating.
We got to wait 2 more years probably to get rid of this guy unless some other recall comes along that succeeds.
Yeah, no, it's going to be a long. It's already been a long 2 years. You know, today is the anniversary, December 7th, of him taking office.
Yeah, this and Pearl Harbor Day.
And you know, it's been a long 2 years. I think that's it's been draining to have to fight. You know, it's one thing to fight defense lawyers. It's one thing to be arguing and trying to advance your case before a judge or a jury, but you know, we're fighting it on all fronts, and the administration has not been helpful at all. I mean, they've reversed themselves on certain things, but you know, they'll only reverse themselves on major cases that get a lot of media. So again, you know, we have a two-tier system of justice. We have media cases getting a lot of attention by the administration, higher charges, gun enhancements, and then we have non-media cases, and they're treated like garbage.
All right, Eric, thank you very much for coming on.
It's
always under
it.
Circumstances like this.
Just in shock.
Yeah. Eric Sadal's vice president.
We'll actually be able to talk about something positive.
Yeah.
Yeah, maybe. I was hoping that would be the recall, but not yet. Eric Sadal is vice president of the Association for Deputy DAs. Thanks for coming on. And again, it's a new directive from L.A. County District Attorney George Gascon telling his prosecutors to weigh charging decisions based on the immigration status of suspects. And if charging them could lead to possible deportation, they should try to find alternatives. We're not kidding. This is a directive, a new directive. John and Ken, KFI AM 640, live everywhere, the iHeartRadio app. Well, we take you to San Francisco now for a couple of stories. We had reported last week that the San Francisco Board of Supervisors voted to allow police to use robots with explosives. The robots would be armed with explosives. The police chief and the police officials who testified before the board were saying this could help in certain hostage situations, or maybe if you have a mass shooter who's hard to get to because they barricaded themselves in, or other people could be at risk, and we can send in the robot to possibly set off an explosive device.
This upset the Wieners. I don't know why.
Well, Wieners
revolted.
It was an initial vote to authorize the use of, and they're not really killer robots. Well, they would be killer robots, but they don't have guns. They would have these explosives. So what they were supposed to do yesterday was simply approve their initial vote. This is what a lot of government bodies do. They vote for something, but it's not a final vote. We'll come back in a week, and then we'll consider during the week, you know, the comment, and then we'll decide whether or not we're going to go forward with the measure. Well, they reversed themselves. They voted 8-3 to prohibit police from using remote-controlled robots with lethal force.
They heard it from the wokeholes.
Oh, they got the blowback. Yeah, San Francisco, of all places, how could you do this?
And they don't have the courage to tell the wokeholes to go stick it.
They did not.
Because
they said they ran because there were threats that this was going to go on the ballot.
But this is a good way to keep the police from getting killed in these situations. But the woke holes don't care about that. They'd rather the police get shot.
Yeah. Well, I guess in a city where they've already recalled members of the school board for completely different reasons, I guess some of these supervisors were scared. Oh, no, they're going to start a recall against us. We better change our position. And they did. Now, meanwhile, Elon Musk, of course, now owns Twitter, so he can post anything he wants to Twitter, came up in the news today. San Francisco's Department of Building Inspection is investigating a complaint that Twitter, in their headquarters in that city, created makeshift bedrooms. As you know,
so
Musk put out a...
Well, he wants them to work...
A directive that everybody has to work really hard and really long.
Like 16-hour days. He wants them working 80, 85 hours a week. So, you know, some people probably said, well, okay, but I want to be able to sleep there.
Forbes apparently reported that multiple rooms in Twitter's offices were being converted into sleeping spaces, described as modest bedrooms featuring unmade mattresses, drab curtains, and giant conference room telepresence monitors. There were reports that a couple of fatigued employees were actually just lying down on the floor with a pillow. So I guess to accommodate them so they could keep working, they gave them a nap space, so
you know,
to speak.
That's common in entrepreneurial startups, like in the tech industry, where people are insanely focused. And they do work around the clock, and they do sleep in their offices or on the floor.
Yeah.
They just do that. That's the culture.
They're usually driven to come up with whatever it is they need to come up with to improve their business.
And they're really young, and they get paid well, and they don't care. So well, why is this the government's business here?
The complaint was sent on Twitter to San Francisco's 311 service.
Oh, this is, you know what?
So somebody read the story in Forbes and just sent a complaint in.
Well, it's probably an angry woke hole who's upset that Musk bought Twitter and changed the rules.
Sick the authorities after him.
Yeah.
Patrick Hannon, a spokesman for the department, said we need to make sure the building is being used as intended. There are different building code requirements for residential buildings, including those being used for short-term stays. These codes make sure people are using spaces safely. It didn't take long for Musk to respond, writing on Twitter, "So, City of San Francisco attacks companies providing beds for tired employees instead of making sure kids are safe from fentanyl. Where are your priorities?" And apparently he tagged that, John, with that story we did last week where the toddler ingested fentanyl at that park
and
in San Francisco.
Almost died.
And almost died.
No, but Elon Musk provides a few mattresses for the employees who are working 16 hours a day. And that gets a government response. That'll get inspectors, right?
The building inspector
is worked up. But little babies inhaling fentanyl at the park doesn't get anything.
Right. So let's compare how safe it is to sleep in a little bedroom at the Twitter headquarters versus what you find in those parks between needles and drugs and children wandering around. But that's just not a priority, right? Right. We have to go after the big guy that everybody hates right now, Musk.
That's so stupid. There's no violation anyway, because nobody's living there. It's just there's a bed in an office that doesn't turn it into a bedroom. In fact, tech companies call them nap pods.
Yeah.
And that a lot of tech companies have them.
I've seen them in shopping malls. I guess if shoppers are fatigued, you can go into a nap pod you put some money in there and you go in the pod. Haven't seen those?
It's kind of funny looking. Not going into a public nap pod.
Nah, they say they clean it after each use.
Oh, sure they do.
Nah, you go in there with a black light.
Musk used to sleep at work. He said he'd sleep on the floor at the Fremont Tesla plant.
I believe it to get where he got in life.
He says, the reason I sleep on the floor was not because I could go across the road and be at a hotel. I wanted my circumstance to be worse than anyone else at the company on purpose. In other words, if I'm sleeping on the floor and working all day and night, then... you know, I'm not getting special treatment here.
So now apparently they're going to be subject to a site inspection. The Department of Building is going to send out an inspector to look So then just clean up the bedroom, make it look like another office. So it's
stupid.
They have to inform you.
That is more like Soviet nanny state harassment is what that is.
About
All the woke heads are turning on Musk, and they're angry with him because he's allowing everybody to express their opinions on Twitter, and they don't like that.
Yeah, you know, we get more and more of these stories about the imbalance. We just covered the one with the LA County DA, which is now going to give preferential treatment to people who face deportation issues in crimes charged against them. We've often talked about this before, that the homeless are often left alone because, you know, they're poor and destitute, and why bother them for littering and,
yeah,
making a mess out of everything? All right, we got more coming up. John and Ken, KFI AM 640, live everywhere, the iHeartRadio app.
This week at Safeway, enjoy big savings with the BOGO sale, where select items throughout the store are buy one, get one free. With this week's BOGO sale, get select meats like Signature Farms 90% lean ground beef or boneless, skinless chicken breasts or thighs, buy one, get one free. Plus, select fresh produce items like 1 pound containers of sweet strawberries or containers of blueberries or buy one, get one free. Safeway, come in and explore and see what other deals you can find.
We get a nice creature story, animal, I guess you could call it.
A nice tortoise story.
Yeah, 190-year-old tortoise on a place called St. Helena's Island. 190 years old. Jonathan is his name.
Loved that story.
He likes boys and girls.
Yes.
We're going to continue talking about Elon Musk, but it is about Neuralink. So do you know where this is going?
He's trying to develop...
Well, I was asking her, but...
No, I do not know where this
is. You don't know what Neuralink is?
No, you don't, because this came up the other day. Neuralink is developing a brain implant. It hopes will help paralyzed people walk again.
Oh, yes. We talked about that, yes.
And cure other neurological ailments. Well, there is now a federal investigation for potential animal welfare violations. And now, Deborah Mark, we can give you the toll. 1,500 animals have died.
1,500?
Oh, you want to hear the breakout? More than 280 sheep, pigs, and monkeys. They've been doing experiments since 2018. Reuters News Service has gotten a look at some of the internal records, and the Animal Welfare Act is the reason that federal prosecutors are looking at the case. Some insiders are saying that they're just going too fast, and the pressure from above is they want to get this Neuralink thing into human trials and onto the market sooner rather than later, which, according to some, can't believe everything, but is resulting in unnecessary torture and deaths.
Well, because using animals, even if it results in their death, is not illegal for science experiments or industrial product development.
Right, but there are guidelines you have to adhere to.
It's, and you're not supposed to torture.
But could this be, animal rights, woke people just grossly exaggerating?
To get at Musk?
Yeah.
Or just to...
I find it really suspicious. These experiments are going on since 2018. Now he buys Twitter, and he's getting everything from his nap rooms investigated. Now suddenly they're into Neuralink? Well, where have they been for the last 5 years?
Well, this was done with interviews with more than 20 current and former employees, as well as dozens of Neuralink documents. And here's what's being alleged. Because they're going so fast, a lot of experiments and tests are failing. So they immediately repeat it, and, more animals die.
Yeah, which, that is so unfair.
Deborah Mark wants it to be perfect. Just use one animal.
Obviously there's a problem here. He's going too fast. So he's like, okay, that animal. Okay, no, next.
Yes, they're not treating the animals like they're living things, right, and just another failed lab experiment, and just
throw them
off the table into the trash and bring me the next animal.
No.
That's kind of the allegation here. That they're going too fast, and it's resulting in too many failed tests.
Well, what's the acceptable number of animal deaths then?
Zero.
You can't have zero.
I told you, there has to be another way. We have to find
another way. What is the other way?
I don't know. I told you. See if there are people. You brought this up when we talked about this last, right? Maybe people that are, that are dying and want to do something good in their last days. See if they want to be experimented on.
Put in their head?
Yeah, I don't know, but I understand. I do, believe it or not, I do understand the concept of animal testing. I understand that's how we have insulin for diabetics. I get all the arguments, but I just feel that we're so, in today's day, it just seems that there should be an alternate.
Yeah, I don't think there is. Or they do it. Because who needs the grief from all these animal fanatics?
Well, because it's easy.
And even scientists like animals, too. Researchers, I'm sure.
See, I don't... what you have to do is you have to get in a human brain, which is completely unlike a computer brain. And the closest thing to a human brain are, you know, probably monkeys, right?
Yeah.
And you have to see whether this product works, since it's based on, you know, electrical charges. I don't know how you figure that out on a computer.
Yeah, they use a lot of pigs and monkeys because their anatomy is pretty close to ours.
It's just, it's so cruel, and and the way that most of these animals, from what I have read, are treated, it's...
Well, you're not going to like the next sentence. The animals often survive the experiments, but they're killed afterwards to be examined for research purposes.
Oh, come on. See, that's just not okay.
So they kill them, and then they open them up, and they take a look at what happened inside.
And they don't want witnesses.
They don't want witnesses. So John's right. Companies traditionally use animals in their research, and it is permitted. But you can't go, at least if this is true, you can't go this fast or you're killing too many. You can't just treat this like it's not a living creature.
You know, the
creature.
Thing is, I find all these feelings people have on animals, I'm not including you here, but it's just kind of arbitrary. I mean, we kill millions and millions and millions to eat, and it's not a pleasant process, you know, at the chicken plant or the
Deborah
beef
says
plant.
We're going to change that too someday.
Yes.
So I don't know why is Elon Musk getting all this crap when he's trying to make paralyzed people walk again. I mean, it's 1,500 animals, but you know that's about, you know, 5 minutes at a slaughterhouse.
They provided an email that a chief executive said he read a news article about Swiss researchers who developed an implant that helped a paralyzed man to walk again. The executive at Neuralink wrote, "We could enable people to use their hands and walk again in daily life. In general, we're not moving fast enough. It's driving me nuts." That's the kind of pressure that the employees said they were under to speed up the experiments, which means you just got to put the next animal, on the line there and move to the next experiment.
Well,
if it fails.
You don't know whether these people are being competent at these experiments.
Musk has told employees to imagine they have a bomb strapped to their heads in an effort to get them to move faster, according to three sources who said they heard the comments.
Well, he's got to be a lot of fun to work for, huh?
On one occasion a few years ago, Musk told employees he would trigger a market failure at Neuralink unless they made more progress. I mean, basically, like all their jobs would be gone.
At the expense of animals. Who cares about the animals? Just get it done.
Yeah, I don't think Elon Musk said much about the animals.
By the way, I've had an animal story boiling inside me for a couple of days. I cannot believe the cowards in the city of Los Angeles are getting rid of the pony rides at Griffith Park.
I thought you were going to talk about the dog that pooped in the mall again.
No. The pony rides at Griffith Park have been there for almost 75 years. And the animal rights wackos have driven the guy into closing his business.
Okay, I just did an update. Let me see, where is that to make sure that I... Okay, here we go. The general manager of LA's Parks Department is citing a lack of transparency into the death of four horses at Griffith Park as the reason the city is not renewing the park's long-time pony ride attraction. So it's not... there's a little something extra here.
Well, lack of transparency doesn't mean he murdered them.
No. So officials say the pony ride vendor failed to notify the city about the deaths at the time, although he was not legally required to do so and provided limited veterinary documentation.
Well, if he's not legally required, then what's the issue here?
I don't know.
You can't enforce
reading this statement.
Oh, I know. You can't enforce a law that doesn't exist. No, what the owner says, it's this guy, what's his name? Steve Weeks. He said the animal rights activists come and make such a ruckus, and they start yelling at the kids and the parents, so nobody wants to come anymore.
The ponies do look depressed.
They
Whenever
do.
I see those pony rides, man, their heads all dragging
yes,
down.
Yes, absolutely.
It's forced labor. It's slavery.
That was really happy memories with my sons.
Yeah, for you yes. and your little happy white humans.
What's with you and the white thing? What color are you? Did
you can
I miss
avoid
something?
All. You can afford all the beautiful pony rides.
That's right.
Oh, they're cheap pony rides.
Oh, they have them at a lot of these fairs and carnivals. That they're gone though. My town, they used to have one, they call it the petting zoo, and I think there was a pony ride in there, but that's now gone.
Because the animal wackos won't let anybody have any fun.
You're okay with the petting zoo, though, right, Deborah?
Yes, I'm okay with the petting zoo, as long as the animals are treated okay and people go in and treat the animals fine, I'm fine with that. But I just don't like when people ride horses.
I don't think... You don't like when people ride horses?
Yes, I've told you that.
That's kind of been going on a while. Yeah.
I don't ride horses. Yes, I did as a little girl. But I don't anymore because bad for the horses.
Why? How do you know they're upset?
I don't know, but I just assume.
So you're upset. You're upset at something.
I'm just saying for me. I'm not telling other people.
Maybe they enjoy it. It looks like fun running around.
Did you just hear Ken say those ponies look depressed? They did look depressed.
But actual horses that
Ken is a pony psychologist and knows that they look depressed.
I thought we weren't supposed to assume things about people and things these days.
That's right.
Well, you know, their heads are down and they're kind of dragging around. I've watched them go around in circles. It looks like it would drive you mad. Now, what John's talking about, though, I don't know that the horses don't. I don't think the horses mind being ridden. It's bred into them after all these years.
Yeah, the horses need exercise.
Yeah.
I don't know. It's just that's my personal feeling.
I rode a horse in Iceland and he seemed to be happy. He was just sitting there picking at the plants. He was stopping every 2 feet to eat. He didn't care that I was on his back. I don't think he cared.
We have to take a break. John Kent Show. Very sensitive. Deborah Marquez News.
Quick reminder that the Moist Line will be back day after tomorrow. You can connect with it through the iHeartRadio app, the microphone icon, or call the toll-free number. 1-877-MOIST-86, 1-877-664-7886. And a story that just came out tonight, Virginia State Police blame human error for the agency's hiring of Austin Lee Edwards. That's the Virginia cop who killed the grandparents and mother of a 15-year-old Riverside girl that he catfished online. The story yesterday was that back in 2016, he threatened to kill his father and himself and was taken into custody after he cut his hand and emergency medical technicians had to call the police to help restrain him. They transported him to a local hospital. He was detained under an emergency custody order. Later that day, a judge approved a temporary detention order. He was transferred to a local psych facility.
Does it explain the nature of the human error?
It says human error resulted in an incomplete database query during Edwards' hiring process at the Virginia State Police.
Is that an error or is that government worker laziness, not bothering to do the job? That's not an error. That's somebody who just didn't feel like it.
They didn't dig deep enough.
Right.
Right.
That's I love the euphemism. Oh, human error. It's not human error. You didn't do what you were supposed to do. That's not a mistake. But the government worker will not be disciplined. And
it's hard to pick on all the politicians that John has just loved over the years. But I know one of your personal favorites has been Janice Hahn. You declared her like the dumbest.
She's the human form of the word empty.
She is now the chair of the LA County Board of Supervisors.
That's an
and
empty
one of
chair.
The first orders that she's issued is the land acknowledgement.
This is another woke, trendy piece of nonsense that's sweeping governments in LA County.
We found this was going on in West Hollywood, and ironically, the former mayor and council member there, Lindsay Horvath, is now on the Board of Supervisors representing John's area.
They open the meetings now, and they say some sort of a prayer to ancient Indian tribes that used to inhabit the land.
They do. They acknowledge that this land was once the property of whatever tribes involved.
Well, why don't you give it back?
Yeah. UCLA is going to let them come and use some of the land.
This is what I don't understand. I'm acknowledging that we stole this land. Then give it back. Reparations. Go ahead. Give West Hollywood back. Give the LA County Supervisors building back.
Yeah. That's what they did with Manhattan Beach, with Bruce's Beach. It was a park. They're giving it back to the family.
So much of woke stuff is just phony, pretentious virtue signaling. Yes, we're going to stand up and acknowledge. We all know that Indians used to live on this land. We all know that. That this is not breaking news. You don't have to raise awareness. We got the awareness.
So
give up the land.
Why don't we have Ray or somebody research if the studios there in Burbank are on former tribal land, and then we can.
I'm sure it is.
Read an acknowledgement every day.
You know, they were here for hundreds and hundreds of years. I'm
probably
sure. Yeah.
Had,
so
they
all right.
Didn't occupy all lands because there wasn't that many people, but yeah, it could.
The
be.
History of the world, the history of human beings, is constant invasions. Constantly, one group taking land from another group.
And it's awful.
But that's the way human beings are, and will continue to be forever. We got Conway here.
Hey now. Here we go.
Yeah.
Matt Money Smith is coming on with us at 7 o'clock. That'll be cool. Hate crimes in Los Angeles
County.
Any
reason for that, or he's just coming on?
Yeah, we're going to talk about...
You just hang out with your buds. That's what you do.
No, Baker Mayfield with the Rams.
Don't get me started.
Is that the savior?
Well, I don't know. But
that's a silly move.
Lakers are back and hot again. So, you know, people like sports, I think. I don't know.
Lakers are back and hot again?
Well, I guess Anthony Davis is really playing like a center now.
No, he left sick last night. Did you see that?
Yeah, but up until, you know, they've been actually doing a little better.
All right. Well, sports report.
And then the Clippers, you know, PG-13, right? Paul George?
Oh, okay.
Is he number 13?
Yes.
Yeah.
Yes, very good.
Nickname, yes.
I just hadn't heard
I like that nickname, right?
Yeah.
We're never sure of your sports knowledge beyond horses, so we're sometimes fascinating.
It's pretty light. And then, as we discussed last night, we'll get into a little more. Walmart may be closing some stores because they cannot control the theft. They just can't do it, man.
Sad.
It's unbelievable. Can you imagine that? Everything's
locked up.
I know, but back when, you know, when I was a kid, nothing was locked up. Now you go to get, you know, you get shaving cream and it's locked up.
Yeah.
Razor blades.
Oh,
yeah.
It's incredibly frustrating sometimes.
It's horrible.
Because they don't have employees to open up those little glass
cabinets.
They
used to just lock up like the watches or something like that? Yeah.
You know,
now it's like everything.
At Pavilions, they got so tired of me, they gave me a key to the liquor cabinet.
Isn't
that crazy?
That's crazy. All right. There he is. Mark Ronner.
Mark Ronner. Ding dong with that guy.
Conway is next.
Ding dong.
KFI,
right.
KOSD, HD2, Los Angeles, Orange County.
Come on.
Everywhere on the iHeartRadio app.
Let me run this by my lawyer is a really helpful phrase to have in your back pocket. Legal Shield has been giving legal peace of mind for over 50 years. They connect you to a vetted law firm in your state for an affordable monthly fee. Want an experienced set of eyes on a contract's fine print, or you finally want to get that will done? Legal Shield has a dedicated group of lawyers who have your back, no matter what the future brings. Sign up today at LegalShield.com/iHeart. PPLSI does not provide legal representation or advice. See a plan for complete terms.
Open a limited-time 11-month certificate at Kemba Financial Credit Union. At 5.25% APY, it's more than triple the national average, plus it's a safe and secure way to grow your money. Visit your local branch or kemba.org/cd for details. Offer expires May 31st, 2024. APY equals annual percentage yield. Restrictions apply. $500 minimum and $250,000 maximum deposit. Advantage status required. Comparison based on bank rate average. Federally insured by NCUA.
Hello, it is Ryan, and we could all use an extra bright spot in our day, couldn't we? Just to make up for things like sitting in traffic, doing the dishes, counting your steps, you know, all the mundane stuff. That is why I'm such a big fan of Chumba Casino. Chumba Casino has all your favorite social casino-style games that you can play for free anytime, anywhere with daily bonuses. That should brighten your day a little. Actually, a lot. So sign up now at chumbacasino.com. That's ChumbaCasino.com.
No purchase necessary. VGW. Void where prohibited by law. See terms and conditions. 18 plus.
Tired of restless nights? At Leesa, we know good sleep is essential for mental, physical, and emotional health. From memory foam mattresses to hybrids that keep you cool all night long, Leesa's mattresses offer exceptional comfort and support with free delivery and 100 nights to try out your mattress in the comfort of your home. For a limited time, save up to $700 off select mattresses plus two free pillows. Go to leesa.com/iHeart for an additional $50 off mattresses and select goods. Exclusions apply. See leesa.com for more details.